We want to talk now briefly about the Fearr an Sinéan roundabout, the design review as related to the council's active travel workshop. Yesterday, Eamon Quinlan, Fianna Fáil councillor, is on the line. Good morning, Councillor Quinlan.
Morning, Damien.
So, the Fearr an Sinéan roundabout, located on the southeast of Waterford City, connects the Outer Ring Road, Upper Grange Road and Williamstown Road. As indicated in figure 1.1, I'm reading from page 6 of the 28-page report, special report at this workshop yesterday. We're not necessarily talking about the workshop. We're talking about, I suppose, how active travel is applied and how people perceive it. Can I ask you, maybe you might just take the emotion out of this for a few minutes, Eamon. What's your thoughts on the Fearr an Sinéan roundabout?
The report now from that workshop has been widely circulated online. A good portion of the public have probably seen it now at this stage. They've seen the, I suppose, the report saying that the Fearr an Sinéan roundabout has been, I suppose, correctly altered in order to preference pedestrians. And that, you know, there's no need to make any changes. It was designed correctly.
So, yes, it has. These changes were done 15 months ago, Eamon, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, and I suppose the mission accomplished banner went up in relation to them. And it was only really that the local community and users of that road, particularly those trying to access University Hospital Waterford without going out the direct Dunmore Road, made essentially simply would not let the issue go. And a petition with thousands of signatures was handed in calling for this roundabout to be fixed or put back the way it was, which was quite shocking, I believe, to our executive, and is why they gave ground to the reservations and objections made by councillors in order to have this review and then generate this report. But to take, I suppose, your question about the overall aims of the active travel, many people will find it strange that essentially a junction that's now been clogged that has made people's quality of life and their ability to get to work, get to school, get to anywhere, get home, has been majorly disrupted. How could a report say that actually this is all going according to plan? And I suppose that has been very much the last piece in the discourse about active travel over the last, say, 2 to 3 years as active travel has been making its way around the city and county. Active travel is actually very upfront. It's a national scheme. The engineers are located here in Waterford. Each county has, I suppose, a local team of engineers heading it up, but it's actually funded by the National Transport Authority. They fund it. It doesn't come out of central council funds. And they're very upfront with us. They're very upfront with residents when we bring them out to meet them that the objectives of the active travel scheme is not to create a situation where motorists, public transport users, cyclists and pedestrians all have good roads, good footpaths, good junctions. The objective of the active travel team is to prioritise pedestrians and prioritise cyclists over motor users in an effort to essentially make using a vehicle or, unfortunately, public transport unwanted by the public. It's difficult to get places, it's not as reliable, and they're essentially trying to push people away from motor vehicles into things like cycling and walking.
How many people daily?
There's about 15, 20,000 people essentially on what we might call the eastern side of Waterford City who are commuting back and forth to the city, into other places, back around, going to school, going to work. But I suppose what's very important is that I believe and others believe that access to UHW is becoming incredibly restrictive. If you're coming out the normal Dunmore Road from the Quays, it's obviously a heavily congested area for motorists and for, I suppose, ambulances to get around. People are obviously using the Williamstown Road, the Fearr an Sinéan roundabout access. That's now become much more congested. And as we've been seeing in the report that was issued yesterday, people who are even using the Ring Road coming from the Kilcone direction to access the hospital, active travel now believes that people are speeding there and that active travel intervention is needed there.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be very difficult for people going forward, and the council is going to come under tremendous pressure that the land that we sold to the hospital behind the Cove Bar down that May Park Lane section of Waterford Hospital, that we are going to have to, we set aside land in that sale for a strip of land to be retained in public ownership for a vehicle or bridge to cross over from just outside the hospital to Christendom in South Kilkenny, just east of Ferrybank. I think there's going to be a growing and growing call for that to go ahead, because for people in South Kilkenny, West Waterford and South Wexford, all trying to access University Hospital Waterford, having to go through Ferrybank, having to go through Waterford City, and come through these pinch points that have now been created in order to preference cyclists and pedestrians is simply going to be overwhelming. And again, we should point out that the majority of the public are always on board when they hear active travel, that there's going to be improved cycle lanes, improved footpaths. The problem is that when it actually comes to fruition, they don't appreciate, and we didn't appreciate when this was early days sold to us, that it's actually knocking down the motorist to almost a subservient position. And unfortunately, like most people, even if you're the biggest cycle enthusiast going, Damien, there is days where you have to get to the hospital very quickly. There is days where you have two or three children that have to go to karate, you have to go to hurling, you have to have the surfboard there to go swimming. Being able to cycle around all of Waterford City, parts of Waterford County, to go about your daily life is simply not going to be possible. There is going to be times you need a car. There is going to be times, and unfortunately, one of the big losses is that public transport, taxi drivers, bus drivers, these type of communal services, which could have been a serious benefit to taking a large number of cars off the road, they're also being impacted negatively by these changes. Okay. So I suppose when people think of active travel, this is the mindset that they're coming from.
Finally and briefly, if you wouldn't mind then, in some respect, this is a successful implementation of the active travel model. Like a lot of councillors maybe didn't look to define or look at the terms of reference before this was being made. So in terms of active travel goals, in this regard, it's a success?
Active travel will deem it a success. Various national entities that are trying to promote what they call the 15-minute city, where people can simply cycle and walk everywhere within 15 minutes, will see this as a success. The report that was issued, as I said, that has been widely distributed, does deem it to be a success, and they believe that any kind of negative that's coming from this in terms of increased traffic flows is really not down to active travel's work. It's down to, as they would say, speeding coming from the Kilcoyne direction and increased and altered traffic patterns. Unfortunately, that's going to be of no solace to the people of Waterford, especially those who have to try and access Waterford City and get back out on a daily basis from the Dunmore Road, East Waterford City area. Active travel is unfortunately here to stay. I know WLR reported only a few days ago that there's another few hundred million being distributed across the county across the country for active travel projects. So people should keep in mind that when active travel does propose something for their local community, they should really, really look into it. Unfortunately, it's not just bringing pedestrians and cyclists up to equal status with motorists, which they've long since deserved. It's actually about bringing them up to a priority status and knocking motorists down, the consequences of which are going to be felt for years to come. And it's already created serious flashpoints. I myself have had vigorous discussions with our active travel team in relation to, once active travel finishes a project, finishes an area and moves on, is the council entitled to then alter it, fix it, put it back? Active travel would contend that we're not allowed to do that. I would contend that once footpaths, roads, etc., revert back to the council for day-to-day maintenance and control and oversight of health and safety, if we do feel that we need to make changes or alterations, we can therefore do so. Unfortunately for the public, it means that these things could wind up getting ripped up again in the near future, and ultimately it's taxpayers' money spent to change it, and then taxpayers' money spent to change it back again, which is obviously heavily undeserved.
Eamon Quinlan, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Damien.
Thank you very much, Eamon. 083 333 975. By the way, I forgot to mention right at the very start, we're doing our piece with Dermot Good this morning about health insurance. So if you have any questions about health insurance, text me now, 083 333 975. Independent Councillor Declan Barry is here in studio. Morning, Declan.
Good morning, Damien.
You were at this workshop yesterday. We have the report here in front of us. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, just before I start, I just wish to offer my congratulations to Ballygunner Hurling Club on a fantastic achievement there the weekend, All-Ireland champions for the second time. And also, who I think deserves a real applause is our lady golfer Anna Dawson, who was the overall sports star of the year. That's so right. Well done to both.
Okay.
Yes. So the workshop yesterday, Damien, the workshop, we've been calling this for a long time. This active travel, the Fearn Sheaneen debacle, I'll call it, has been ongoing now since about 24. It predated me, actually, before I came in. And seemingly this Fearn Sheaneen project plans were brought to the councillors back a good 2 years ago or more. And there was a bit of debate and toing and froing, and agreement seemed to be reached, and away they went. But what happened then, the councillors at the time were blindsided. The executive, the active travel team, they made changes. They took out the second lane approaching from the Grange side of the city without any consultation or coming back to the councillors. And they, I'm going to say, they imposed it, and that's really what they done. So they could do this under a Section 38. They can. They don't need our authority. They've made the decision. So I'd like to make that clear to the listeners.
Okay. Can I just say, I got a text from another councillor to saying, you know, this is a situation, in this person's view, that councillors never demanded to see or define the terms of reference. So it's basically the councillors took their eye off the ball.
No, I wouldn't agree with that. Like I'm sitting with these with most of the same councillors now, and I'm there 18 months or so, and they're all genuine people. And they and I actually know that you mentioned it, Damien, the executive roads department, active travel admitted yesterday. Yes, they did. They did change the plans without consulting. So that's I refute that.
Yeah, now they will, and they've backed up a lot of what they have to say with no change to the Farran Shanine roundabout design on the basis of this big report here. Now, you were kind of the opinion that they were going to say that anyway, are you?
I was, yeah. As I said yesterday, we went in there yesterday. They were really kind of paying lip service to us here. They were going... They were trying to quell the emotion, the anger that's out there among the public. We as councillors, elected councillors for the area, have tried to keep a lid on this somewhat. We've been asking the public to give us a chance to debate this and to try and get it changed with active travel. But they're not for turning. So I went in there expecting no change, and that's exactly what was on it. We were given three lots of projects here, including the Farran Shanine roundabout. We also had the St. John of God's, and we had Newtown there as well. We were only furnished with these yesterday at 1:30 at the start of the workshop, and we were supposed to take in all that information and debate it and leave there 2 hours later. I made it quite clear that I wasn't deciding on anything there. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Are you in favour of active travel in general?
Active travel is causing a lot of issues here, not alone in Waterford, but throughout the county. That this is a legacy left over from the Green Party. Eamon Ryan has a lot to answer for, in my opinion.
Can I just refer to the Waterford City and County Development Plan 2022 to 2028? It's referenced within this report from yesterday. Outlines a clear commitment to fostering a sustainable, low-carbon transport system, support social cohesion, improve quality of life for all residents, reduce car dependency, expand public transport options, promote active travel, encouraging a modal shift, cycling and walking infrastructure, maintenance of roads, upgrading of roads, focus on safety and sustainability. You're not against any of that?
No, not against any of that whatsoever. And the reason that this change, this lane had came out, was it was to give vulnerable road user access to cross safely here at Farran Shanine. And I'm all for that. And I do. I walk a lot myself. I have cyclists are more than welcome and so on. You take the most of the people that are using this Farran Shanine roundabout, and it's obviously busier and busier it's getting, and will with the new housing developments and that coming on stream. All of those people are family, well, most of them are family people. They're going to work in the morning. They're getting an extra, it could be 20, it could be 25, 30 minutes added on to their journey going in. Coming home in the evening time, it's just an absolute nightmare.
And I can just say that you're saying this roundabout is causing 30 minutes of a delay.
Yeah, it's not operating as a roundabout should operate. With a roundabout, all arms of the roundabout would work in kind of unison, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And one of these arms, because of the changes that have been imposed by active travel, is not functioning as it should.
Okay, and where's that figure of 30 minutes coming from?
Well, I have some of the in the report there figures.
It says that there are delays.
They're saying 16 minutes.
16, but not 30 minutes.
No, well, I've experienced 30 minutes.
Right, okay.
And so have the people that are getting in touch with me. Damien, you know, and because you live in the area as well, the traffic is back to the top of the folly. St. Anne's Tennis Club. The people can't get in and out of Grange Heights. We also have Grange Manor, Williamstown Park, all of those places. What about emergency vehicles coming out that road trying to access the hospital? They can't, before we would all pull into the left-hand lane, the emergency vehicle would go by. That's getting snarled up as well. Accidents, we're supposed to assess accidents in this that were happening. And they just glossed over it. They said they heard about one or two accidents. They saw a bit on Facebook. Well, that's not a very in-depth report if they're relying on Facebook.
Yeah, they talk about safety information. They go through, as far as I know, the reported accidents. And there were a couple of accidents reported, but not that many. It has slowed down the traffic. I agree with you. Ultimately, once the rest of the active travel pathways and roadways and getting children to walk and cycle to school, it might help,
Yes, and it probably will. But what the head of active travel has told us and consistently told us, these measures are being put in place now for the future, for the next 5 or 6 years and so on. I just warn everyone, give you the heads up, look out when this active travel programme starts on the Williamstown Road, because you're going to have a stop-go system up there for a long period of time. But bedlam is the word I'd use.
What's the solution, you see, Declan?
The solution...
You know, we need to get... a lot more private cars off the road. Yeah. We need to free up the roads. Uh-huh.
And that's what Active Travel have been saying to us. They want to frustrate us. They want to delay us. They've told us this in plain English, because they want to get us out of cars and onto public transport, bicycle, walking, so on. I'm saying, brilliant, that sounds fantastic. Give us the public transport first. And they haven't given it. And the buses are getting snarled up in the same traffic as us motorists are getting snarled up in. So that's not a solution. Now, a big part of the problem, Damien, is the traffic coming from the airport roundabout to the Farnshanine roundabout, as in you're facing the hospital and so on. And they're coming down there at speed, and they're getting a free run at it, is the word I'd kind of use. So they're proceeding through the roundabout and either going around or going on to the hospital. And that means the cars that are coming out from the Grange area are not getting a fair turn at it. So there's 8-10 cars coming from the one I just explained to you, and there's maybe one coming through the other one. Another issue there as well is there's room for one car to sit there at the north entrance. And the second car sits invariably on top of the crossing that is supposed to be used by the pedestrians, the raised crossing. Time and time again,
it's illegal.
I've raised this.
They shouldn't be doing that.
And the answer from active travel is, that's bad driver behaviour. Yeah. But that's what happens. That's reality.
Yeah. So, but I'd agree with active travel on that. They shouldn't. You shouldn't be parked on.
Oh God, absolutely not. Now, Councillor Darcy and a lot of us agree with Jim as well. And he's come up, and Councillor Wise, and actually, in fairness, all the councillors for Waterford City East, we have suggested moving that crossing back 50 yards towards the Farran Park roundabout. But what active travel are telling us is that's not the desired crossing line for pedestrians. Well, my desire is not to sit in traffic for 25 or 30 minutes. You've got people coming home from work. They've got childminders at home. They've got all sorts of things. They're leaving at 4:30. They're getting home maybe at 5:30. I know people that are living in the Dunmore Road, Williamstown Road areas now, and Dunmore East and so on. They are sorry they ever came to live in this area now.